Hello. No regular episode of Three Bean Salad this week, as we're having a week off for Christmas.
And we hope you are too, although some of you are probably working and doing stuff, in which case, cheers and happy Christmas.
Some of you may not observe Christmas.
Indeed.
Some of you may observe Christmas, but you've just forgotten about it about this year. But
well, things, it's a busy time of year, so things can slip your mind, can't they?
Things can slip your mind. Can be so busy. Often you say busy, well, especially with all the Christmas preparations.
So there's a chance that this very message is reminding someone that Christmas is... I mean, yes. It was 2 days ago now. I think
yeah, you better take that turkey out of the oven.
Yeah. Or if you haven't bought a turkey yet, what you can do is buy... If you buy about... You probably only need about 700 or 800 slices of turkey ham... Mm-hmm. If you line them up correctly, it's a bit like a 3D printer, but of meat. You can create essentially a roast turkey if you line them up.
You can sort of form one.
You can form one. You can form, certainly. And it's something that's pretty close to a roast turkey.
And do you then roast the hams, or are they, they're pre-cooked?
You need to boil the whole thing so that the fats dissolve and the whole thing amalgamates into a kind of wobbly, ideally turkey-shaped sort of...
Jelly.
Jelly,
sort
yeah.
Of meat jelly.
A sort of meat jelly in the shape of a turkey, roughly.
There you go.
You need to sculpt it yourself while it's hot. So you need to sculpt it with basically waterproof oven gloves.
Okay.
Okay. And
so check your stocking for those.
Is that stuffable then?
Is it stuffable?
Yeah.
Yes. What you can do, I think, is if you shoot... What you need to do is you need to shoot red-hot mercury or any liquid metal... through a metal straw into the centre of the emulsified turkey meat jelly.
What about gaseous xenon?
Well, if you can get it at this short notice, you know, this soon to Christmas, if you can get it, yes. But you'll be wanting to look at one of your bigger Tesco's, one of your bigger Sainsbury's, not the Metro's. Okay. They don't stock it anymore. And I've said to them before, I've complained. I've said, you know, you've got enough space. You've got enough space for a mini bakery to make the croissants, the pain au chocolat.
You've got 14 flavours of Pringles. You could make a bit of space. Don't need all of those. Where's your xenon?
The gas is xenon.
Rush on this at Christmas. Come on.
But they don't care.
Remember, argon doesn't work. We've all fallen for that one.
Oh, yeah.
I've said, have you got any xenon? No, we have got this argon. And you take it home and, you know.
It's not the same thing. Argon xenon is very much the baking powder versus bicarbonate of soda. Of the inert metals / gases world.
So there's no episode this week, but there is a pretty tasty life hack.
Well, sorry, I did cut you off, Henry. So you've got your liquid metal. You heat that up, or does it need to be
heat up?
Does it need to be liquid at room temperature?
Well, you want it somewhere between gas and liquid. So essentially, a kind of
a chunky gas,
like a wet window.
And then if you can shoot that up into the jellified turkey mass, obviously all of those turkey fat molecules will instantly disappear.
Yeah, well, they don't completely actually disappear, do they? Because matter can't be created or destroyed. they will reappear, but about three doors down.
They'll reappear three doors down, or if you live on the end of the block, they may reappear on a traffic island. But yeah, so what we like to say is three doors down, or the equivalent is what we like to say. So then if you can drop the whole thing into something, so we're talking way, way below zero, so we're in the minus 500 Celsiuses, so we'll need liquid nitrogen.
And the thing to do is you want to put that inside a small beer fridge, one of those small beer fridges.
Right.
They can just fit like sort of six cans of beer in.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Put that inside a fridge freezer in the freezer compartment.
That's right.
And roll that into a chest freezer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then take the chest freezer to one of those big freezers they have at the back of a butcher.
Yeah.
Then each layer will get colder.
Exactly.
And colder and colder.
And ideally, mount all of that as high as you possibly can. The more altitude you can get at this point, the better.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I took it for granted that this was happening at the top of Mont Blanc.
Yes. That's, at least. It's basically the refrigeration equivalent of, you know, triple fried chips.
Or a five-bird roast.
It's your turducken. It's a turducken of refrigeration.
Yeah. So if you get the whole turkey mass into that at that point, what will happen is the liquid metal will recoagulate back into a solid so fast that it'll become a powder, And then you simply hold up the jellified turkey, you shake it, and all that powdery mercury will just pour out, and it actually looks quite Christmassy because the light will catch it.
Mm.
But don't get it on your eyes or your skin, nowhere near any kind of mucous membrane, especially,
or any flammable surfaces.
Or clothing, you don't want it near carpet, you don't want it near tiles.
Or PowerPoints
or strip lighting or any kind of lighting,
wallpaper,
or the elderly, or the youngerly, either of those age groups. But what you will have, is a
turkey grotto.
It's a lovely little turkey grotto for you to get that stuffing into.
Or have your family Christmas inside it.
Or have your family Christmas inside it, because obviously at that point you will all have shriveled a lot from exposure to that amount of powdered mercury. So, yeah, essentially, yeah, you'll be so small, your whole family could go into the little turkey grotto inside the turkey there and then sort of eat it from the inside out. That is one of your options.
Yeah, so either you've been enjoying Christmas, or, as Henry sketches out, you may have forgotten Christmas and be hurriedly creating your own jelly-based turkey home.
Correct.
But whatever it is, we hope you've had a nice one. So as we said, yes, no regular episode of Three Bin Salad. However, if you join the Patreon, patreon.com/threebeansalad, there is not just one, but two bonus episodes waiting for you. Three Bean Salad Extra Beans and a sort of standalone kind of episode where we talk about the Beatles.
Indeed. And Extra Beans is extra bits, previously unseen material. Bonus stuff from previous topics.
A bit of misc.
A bit of misc.
There'll be some misc in there.
The old miscellaneous. Enjoy. Happy New Year and all that sort of business. See you in 2022.
Extra, extra beans. The extra beans are coming. extra beans.